Kids! I don't know what's wrong with these kids today. Kids, who can understand anything they say? Kids, they are disobedient, disrespectful.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hey, what's going on? Welcome to Hysterio Kills a Kid. That's really the name of the show?
I guess so. I mean, I pitched it in the last episode. Do you like it?
I really like it, but I just want to make sure you're cool with it because I love it.
It's not my fucking show. I don't give a shit.
Oh, you don't give a shit?
Yeah, no, it's on like Sriracha Destroys a Property.
Okay, well then, actually, wait. Spinoff show, Sriracha Destroys a Property. Sriracha drives around with a baseball bat playing mailbox baseball 24/7. What do you think?
Was that a thing, killing mailboxes?
Yeah.
Or is that a thing just in movies?
No. What you do is you drive around town because you're bored. And you sit on the car door outside the window. And as mailboxes go by, you swing at them with a baseball bat.
Growing up in the city, we never ever once did that.
Well, you don't have mailboxes in the city.
We also have things to do in
this
city.
We don't have things to do out in the south. I grew up in the least inhabited part of Long Island.
And I grew up in a city, and I won't tell you what city, but it lines with Schmashmangelis.
I don't know what could that possibly be?
Beats the fuck out of me.
All right, cheers. Put them up. Okay. Yes. I'd like to thank everybody for liking the first episode. People liked it. No one could hear you eating the microphone.
Everyone that liked this episode, I love you.
Okay, I love you too.
Thank you.
I'd also like to thank producer Jesse for sending in the questions that we're going to read this episode.
Thank you so much, Jesse.
Thank you, Jesse. And I'd like to remind people that they can send in their own questions from their kids at, and this is a real website, HysterioKillsAKid.com.
It doesn't even have to be from your kid. Get the neighborhood kid.
Just get a kid. Just don't send in your own questions. We only want questions from kids.
We're not equipped to handle adult questions.
Absolutely. Look, we can't handle our own problems.
I have a degree in psychology, which means I'm not technically a psychologist.
Oh my God.
Listen, we can't do adults, but if you're a kid writing in, then I can nondescriptly tell you what to do.
All right. Well, let's see if we can help this first kid. Hello. This question reads, hello, can you help me? Yesterday, my friend got stung by a wasp right in the face, and her face got all big and red. We know where the nest is, and I want to go wreck it, but my mom and dad say not to. Is it wrong to wreck the wasp nest, even though one of them stung my friend? What is the best way to wreck it? Signed, Haley, 7 years old.
So is her problem that her parents think it's morally wrong to wreck a wasp nest and not that she's going to be stung to death?
I'm going to tell you, both are hazards. There is the moral hazard of like, come on, these wasps are just trying to protect their nest. But there's also like, you don't fucking rile up a hornet's nest. That's where the colloquialism hornet's nest comes from.
No, that first one is completely in, like, throw that in the garbage because wasps are assholes.
Yes, they are. Honeybees at least give us delicious honey.
Honeybees don't attack you. Honeybees are cute and big and they bumble from flower to flower.
That's why they're called bumblebees.
Right, and wasps
are called asshole bees.
Wasps? Like, I think there are actual, like, environmental camouflages that they look like honeybees.
Yep.
Like, they look like they make honey, but actually they're super big, fat dicks that are ready to fuck you in the eye hole.
Yup. I'm gonna tell you right now, if you have, Haley. If you have the opportunity to take out a wasp's nest.
Do it.
You fucking do it. Look, a honeybee stings you once and it dies. That honeybee's not gonna sting you. Unless it is literally to protect the queen. A wasp can sting you like 100 times and then just fly away and be a son of a bitch.
Is that how wasps work? I thought they stung once and died too.
Nope, that's not how wasps work. Wasps and hornets can sting multiple times. They will sting you over and over and over again and then fly home and play Nintendo Wii and be a real son of a bitch.
Of course. Okay, so we gotta develop a plan. What's this chick's name?
Her name is Haley. We have to help her.
Haley, we gotta form a plan. Okay, luckily, you're a human, which is me. We have technology on our side.
We sure do.
I personally, it's Sriracha's official standpoint, and feel free to replicate this if I ever run for office at some point. I think we should kill every wasp dead. In the words of Kendrick Lamar, kill them all, dead bodies in the hallway. I think we should honeybees, totally different thing. I think we should let the honeybees flourish. Wasps, we need to hunt down and murder like a genocide.
Let me tell you what honeybees give us. A.
Honey.
Honey. Delicious. Have you ever had a spoonful of honey?
You ever put it on your face? It clears your acne.
It clears your acne. If you have the local honey, local to the region where you live, it can help you take care of allergies.
Yeah, I was going to say, because the honey incorporates the pollen. So if you eat enough honey, then you won't be afraid of the normal flowers.
Exactly. Honey Nut Cheerios. Fantastic.
Delicious.
Okay. Quick question, Sriracha. What do you like better? Honey Nut Cheerios? Or Frosted Cheerios?
Absolutely Honey Nut Cheerios.
You know what? Me too, because I can eat Frosted Flakes.
Right.
Okay. Honey Nut Cheerios. When you love someone, you call them honey. You don't call them waspy.
Exactly.
Okay. So we're agreed. Here's what you gotta do to this wasp's nest. Okay. Haley, go into your parents' garage and find their high-pressure water.
The thing you use to clear the driveway.
The thing you use to clear the driveway. What? I forget what it's called, but the water.
Pressure washer.
The pressure washer. Thank you. You find your parents' pressure washer. You hook up a hose to it.
And you hit the wasp nest and it just cracks in half.
Exactly. You fill it with gasoline. You stand way back.
Wait, well, I'm sorry. Gasoline?
That's how pressure Wait, did you have an electric pressure washer?
I filled mine with water and not gasoline.
Okay, well, you have to fill it with both. My pressure washer ran on gasoline, but also, you know, it used... Because you pulled on it like a lawnmower and it started a motor, and that's how the pressure washer worked.
Ours was just connected to our house, so I assume it ran on electricity.
Okay, but... well, look, power up your pressure washer through either electricity or gasoline. Start that motherfucker up. And cut that wasp's nest down.
Room, room, bitch!
Exactly, and that way, if it doesn't work, you can run away real fast.
You gotta get... Okay, wait, armor.
I mean real armor. Fast. Have you seen the movie Stand By Me?
Have you ever seen a beekeeper? They don't dress like normal bitches. They have those whole, like a fencing. Yeah. They look like they're ready to fence.
Yeah, they look like the Arnold Haley, fencing team.
Before you go to fight the... Before you go to battle... Mm-hmm. You need to think of yourself like Joan of Arc.
Yep.
Would Joan the Maid just show up standing in her rags? No, fuck no, you. Of course
absolutely
not.
Absolutely not.
She would dress in her standard uniform. Mm-hmm. So what your uniform is, Haley, is I think some form of fencing uniform to keep the bees stingers away and also coat yourself in a thick layer of pheromones.
Wait, I was with you until the pheromones... Why do you want to coat yourself in a thick layer of pheromones?
I didn't say bee pheromones.
Okay, what? Anti-bee pheromones?
Yes, anti-wasp pheromones.
What's the anti-wasp? Like, dog pheromones? I'm trying to think of... Because the thing is, wasps fear nothing! Wasps are the asshole of the animal kingdom!
Wasps fear nothing. Wasps just want to kill and attack and rape and pillage. Everywhere.
Okay, I would use all of those words except one.
Wasps want to ravage and pillage.
Thank you.
Everything in their sight. But Haley, if you coat yourself in a thick layer of anti-wasp pheromones, it will keep
what are you talking
them
about?
Away from you.
When you say anti-wasp pheromones, you gotta name it.
And then you pull that
There's
bat
no
out.
There's no such animal as an anti-wasp.
I want you to take a bunch of nails and nail it through that bat.
Okay, here's
and
what
And then
you...
I want you to slam into that nest.
Okay, so what you're saying is get closer to the wasp's nest and also cover yourself in reproductive chemicals.
Yes, what's the problem here?
Okay, here's what I'm going to suggest you, Haley. Wrap yourself up in towels. Get like a bunch of extension cords or rope or something and just wrap yourself up in layer after layer of towels because a wasp stinger is not thick enough to sting through a wrapped towel.
It's only what, like half an inch long?
Yeah, that's the thing. So then get your high pressure water squirter or I guess your baseball bat. But the thing
with nails
is,
in it.
The thing is, you got one swing of the bat. Mighty Casey, more like Mighty Haley. Haley, if you don't knock this wasp's nest clear out of the park.
I read this thing the one time that, like, if we killed all wasps, the environment would have no negative consequences.
Yeah.
Because the only thing they do is imitate bees.
Yes.
And bees are doing the actual job.
Bees? I love bees.
Everybody loves bees.
Have you ever gone to Halloween and you've seen, like, three hot chicks dressed like bees?
I did dress as a bee once. I was a sexy bee.
Okay, well, tell me more.
I don't know how to tell you more. I was a sexy bee.
You're like a sexy bee. I'm
a bee.
Okay, you're just, you wear like little black leggings, like.
Yeah, no, I had little black leggings and then a little
yellow high heels.
Neon tutu.
Really?
Yes.
I don't understand why the bee costume has become a sexy Halloween costume, but I know that it has. And I appreciate it.
Everything has become a sexy Halloween. What do you mean you don't understand? Everything has become a sexy Halloween costume. You name it, it's a sexy Halloween costume.
Okay.
Anything that would have been a common Halloween costume before this year, like before October 2018, it's a sexy costume.
I've never seen a sexy Pope, and I would...
Oh, really? Well, I'm going to pull out my phone right now because I am 100% positive that exists.
Okay. Find it!
Sexy Pope? They had a baby dressed as a Pope.
Well, if you think that's sexy, there's something wrong with you.
I don't, but... Okay. Oh, shit. Anyway, sexy Pope.
May I see that? This is a very sexy Pope.
Hell yeah.
Oh my god.
Hell yeah.
I didn't know the Pope wore thigh highs.
He does.
I guess he does.
He do.
I didn't... Here's what I've never thought about. Putting a crucifix... between that, but now it kind of makes too much sense.
I mean, what is a crucifix?
It's just like a, you know, it's like
it's a left horizontal line and a right horizontal line and then something very dangerous in the middle.
Very dangerous.
Know anything else exactly?
All right, Haley, bottom line, don't listen to your parents. Take out this wasp's nest. Tell us how it went.
And there's not even going to be any honey. But just know that you will be a martyr.
Wait, that's a bad thing. A martyr dies.
There's going to be no honey in that nest. It's not like you're going to smash it with a baseball bat and then glorious honey.
She's not honey hunting. She's wasp hunting.
Then just hit it and kill it and run away. What's the problem?
Have you ever killed a wasp's nest? You're talking about this like it's... literally the easiest thing in the world. It's very hard to take out hundreds of wasps.
That's why I'm saying be in a goddamn costume, bitch.
Wait, is your advice to Haley to put on a bumblebee costume and go kill a bunch of wasps?
Listen, my advice is to get sexy, get into a hot, sexy wasps hunting costume.
Okay.
Whether that is a priest... and you want to use the power of Christ to compel these wasps out of your home. Or if you just want to dress up like a ninja turtle. I don't care. Just use something with at least an inch thickness of fabric. A sumo wrestling costume would probably be the best option.
Sexy costumes and costumes that it is safe to hunt wasps in are antithetical. That sexy Pope costume you showed me got bare shoulders.
I mean, I guess that's... what are you into, Asterios?
Wait, I'm sorry. What did you say?
What are you into, Asterios? I guess that really depends.
Okay, well, here's what I'm into. I'm into girls who, like, don't judge me. I'm into girls who are like, hey, I know that you may be kind of an off-the-beaten-path kind of guy. You may not be like a Chad, so to speak. But I can see that you're really trying and that you have a gift to offer the world. And I appreciate that gift. That's hot to me.
If you're in a bar and you see guys that are like a Chad, do you feel self-conscious?
Oh my god, are you fucking kidding me? When I see Chads, I'm just like, why did they have to go into this bar? I thought I went to a shitty enough bar that there wouldn't be any Chads here, and then there's Chads here. I mean, when you see like a 10, when you see like another 10, doesn't it upset you?
Okay, I'm going to rephrase your question. When I see a girl on the same attractive level as me, does it upset me?
No. I asked my question, and it's the question I meant to ask.
Delete your account and also kill yourself.
Okay.
When I see a beautiful woman out in a bar,
yeah,
my first instinct is I want to latch onto her.
Wait, what?
Because I want to get her subsidies.
Subsidies? What are you talking about?
Right, like there's the beautiful, the queen bee has all these male bees flocking around with her. Well, she's gonna pick the best, but what's the second best? Probably like if the queen bee wants the top 10, she's gonna leave the nines. Well, the nines are for sriracha.
Oh my god, that's brilliant.
Right. So if sriracha can get in close enough with the 10, then sriracha can get the subsidies.
Sriracha, I'm very impressed by you, and that's all I'm gonna say. I'm very, very impressed. You wanna hear the next question?
Yes.
Okay, this next question. Oh no.
Oh Christ.
This next question reads, I'm 14 and I'm very insecure about my large breast size.
Oh, fucking show off, kill yourself.
My friends think it's great, but it bothers me that I look in the mirror every day to see something that is just uncomfortable and doesn't even fit my personality or my body. I always see people staring and it really frustrates me. I tell them it's really annoying, but it keeps happening. I told my mom this, and she just says I should be happy and feel blessed. What's her mom? Christy Brinkley over here, but I don't. How am I blessed with something that's so painful, heavy, and big that I can't even stand it? No 14-year-old should have a double D bra size or have to deal with them and learn to fit into stuff at this age. It's just not right. Signed, Big Breasts, age 14. What do we do? How do we help this?
Commit suicide.
That's a terrible... She's 14 years old, Sriracha!
Commit suicide.
Sriracha! Okay, well, first off, the answer to every question we could get could be commit suicide.
No. He's just saying to make you feel better. The only way to get rid of this is to kill yourself.
Okay. Sriracha? What? Okay. Sriracha? This girl's getting a lot of unwelcome, unwanted attention. She has developed...
Can't relate!
What do you mean you can't relate?
I am 23 years old.
Uh-huh.
My breast size is a 32B. Kill yourself.
Okay. I don't know how deep I want to go into this.
No, as deep as you want to go. I'm ready.
Okay. You look pretty good.
Kill yourself.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. What you got going on is a pretty good thing.
Kill yourself.
Okay, again, you're saying that defensively, and I totally understand. As someone who has...
A small tit fetish.
Oh my god, no! As someone who has dated a little bit, I can tell you this. Bigger is not always better.
Hell yeah.
I think, and I'm saying this for you, I guess kind of fuck this girl at this point because...
Are you saying that just for me? Or is it because you actually feel this way?
Well, both. I'm not going to lie to you, especially on a podcast.
Right, because this is corroborative.
Yes. Well, in addition to being corroborative, it's also like, I'm not going to lie to you. You know how hard it is to lie? You got to remember a lie forever.
It really does.
Yeah. Here... Every single time whatever trigger for your lie comes up, you gotta remember the lie, you gotta say the lie, you gotta deepen the lie. The lie becomes your life. It is so... The truth is the easiest thing to remember, so I always tell the truth.
Tell me your longest running lie that you've told to a hot chick, and how you got found out.
Okay. I guess my longest running lie to a hot chick is... I'm totally cool with polyamory. It's totally normal and cool and...
Oh, no.
Whatever. It's just we're all adults and we're normal and whatever. Whereas in real life, I would be like, it's kind of weird that you do that. Don't do that. Don't be into that.
Stop
but
doing that.
I don't want to yuck anyone's yum. I just, look, as a person, it is so hard for me to split my focus. I kind of like having, like, one girl who I love and she's nice. Like, I have friends who are into polyamory, and I'm just like, yeah, you go, girl! But secretly inside, I'm like, oh, you know, girl, that's bad, girl. Don't do that, girl. You're gonna be sad, girl. Stop doing this, girl.
Girl, why are you doing that, girl?
Yeah, but I don't want to yuck anyone's yum.
No, dude, I have so many girlfriends like that.
Yup.
It's like they tell me things like, oh, I'm begging to marry a dude. And on the outside, I'm like, yes. And I'm like, no.
There has to be an opposite of yas called nas.
Nah.
Oh my god. All right, hold on. I'm going to go. Do you need to go to the bathroom?
No.
Okay, well, I definitely do, so I'll be right back. Are you jealous of this 14-year-old girl with double
D? Yes.
Why?
Because she's got double D breasts. And I have nothing.
You don't have nothing. You've got something.
Small.
They're not. Why do you think that?
Listen, all I'm saying is if I was in porn, I would be in a fetish category.
Everything's a fetish. There's like a pretty girl fetish now.
That's not true.
Yes, it is. Reddit.com/r/realgirls, where it's just like, oh, these girls are very pretty. They found a way to fetishize very pretty girls.
No, I think that's fetishizing people that would post themselves on Reddit, which is the opposite of pretty.
Okay, that is true. Bigger is not always better, and I'm not kidding when I say this. Sometimes it's kind of like, how do I phrase this?
No, man, I don't even want big tits. They're annoying.
Okay,
I can't even grab them.
Right, that's you saying that you do want them. Here's what I'm saying. Sometimes it's kind of like grabbing a big pile of Jell-O.
Is that what tits feel like to you?
No, I'm just saying the bigger is not always better. Sometimes it's kind of like, oh, there's a lot of Jell-O here, and I'm going to try to grab this Jell-O, and I can't hold this Jell-O.
There's simply too much Jell-O.
There's too much Jell-O, and it's everywhere, and it's not holding its shape. See, here's the thing. You won't remember this because you're a millennial, but at one point there was Jell-O, and there was Jell-O Jigglers.
I remember Jell-O Jigglers.
Oh, okay. Well, the difference between Jell-O and Jell-O Jigglers was that Jell-O Jigglers were firmer and could hold their shape.
Yeah.
You could cut them into stars and hearts and whatever you wanted. You know why we had Jell-O Jigglers? Because you can't cut regular Jell-O into shapes.
And I always thought that Jell-O Jigglers were for Jell-O shots.
No, Jell-O shots is just regular Jell-O.
No, but like think about Jell-O Jigglers. Their even commercial showed them like a star of Jell-O and it's jiggling like a motherfucker. Like, come on, grab it. It's full of alcohol. Come on, grab it.
You've got Jell-O Jigglers. Other girls have Jell-O. Now imagine a big bowl of Jell-O. Maybe it's delicious, but you definitely can't hold it in your hand like you can hold the Jell-O Jiggler.
I want everybody to vote in the comments. Put one if you think my tits are fine. Put two if you think I should make them bigger somehow.
All right. So I guess our advice to this girl is kill yourself.
Kill yourself. Kill yourself.
Okay, that's terrible advice. How can we help this girl? She's getting a lot of... She's 14 years old and she's already being sexualized. That's terrible. How do we help her?
I don't know. Get really smart or something. I don't know how to deal with this. I've never had this happen to me.
Yeah, well, I've never had to deal with a wasp's nest either, but I could give advice for that. Wow, you really hate this 14-year-old girl, don't you?
I don't hate this 14... Okay, here's what I would say, 14-year-old.
Okay.
First of all, congratulations.
Oh my god.
I am man enough to concede when I've been beat. You've defeated me in the process of tit growing. Second of all you gotta do right now is focus on your life. See, when you have the sexual advantage, you have all of the advantages. That's like, in World of Warcraft, it's like the overarching ability, alright?
Okay.
So you have so much power over these people, you don't even know, alright? So, men are going to be looking at you and their brains are going to be going into potato salad because they're thinking about titty fucking you. And women are just going to be jealous of you, like, mwah. So what you got to do is, the best thing you could do right now is focus on your academics. It's because you will get so far ahead of everyone that it will make you seem stupidly smart when you get to high school. And when people start looking, and nobody gives a shit about your tit size when you get to high school, am I right?
No. Your bust size is...
Let me rephrase that question.
Okay.
When you get to high school, there will be a number of people with as big titties as you.
Okay. Sounds like this girl's got really big...
Right, if you go to an inner city high school, there will be a bunch of chicks with big titties like you. So you can be the one with the smart big titties, which will be fun because you will get all the scholarships.
Okay, you know
and
what?
And then you will get to go to Harvard and fuck $1 million dick.
$1 million dick!
$1 million dick.
Sarantia, I wasn't quite sure where you were headed with your answer.
I was headed to $1 million.
But when you got to $1 million dick, that's absolutely right. You could fuck a future senator's dick.
$1 billion dick.
You could fuck a future governor's dick. You might even ride the dick of the future president.
Listen, Paris Hilton's boyfriend came from somewhere, and it sure as shit wasn't Hollywood.
That's exactly right. Okay, stay in school, girl, overdeveloped girl.
Suck dicks that you think will be senators. That's my advice to her.
I think that might be the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life, and I don't know how to handle it.
You could laugh.
That's not what comedians do. Comedians don't laugh.
Comedians don't do that. I'm a comedian. Whenever somebody tells me something funny, the first thing I say is, that's funny.
Yeah.
Isn't that disgusting?
No. That's what we do. We're just kind of like, ah, yes. I appreciate the joke you just made.
No, I say somebody says something funny to me, I'm like, that's funny.
When someone says something funny to you, is what you're trying to say that when someone says something funny to you, what you do is say it's not funny?
No, I say it is funny. Do you guys want to help me find friends?
Wait, what?
On the Hey Vina app.
The Hey Vina app? What are you talking
about?
Haven't
I told you about this?
No!
Okay, gentlemen. So, in New York City, it's very hard for girls to find friends. Because we're all working and sucking dicks. Constantly. Oh, I got a bunch of messages. So what we have is we have the Hey Vina app.
Okay.
Which is the app for girls to find their girl squad.
Whoa! Okay.
It's like Tinder, except there's no chance of you bagging anyone.
Okay, well, so Tinder but bad.
Tinder but bad, yeah, okay. So let's see what kind of messages I have. Do you live in Manhattan? In the garbage immediately.
Sriracha, you should have a lot more friends. You're so funny and nice and sweet.
I'm annoying and stupid.
Okay, none of those are true.
I want you to help me. I want everyone in the audience to help me find friends.
Okay, well, listen, if you're a girl in the New York, in the tri-state area.
How can I hook up my Hey Vina, like Tinder, to the stream? So they could decide if I could swipe left or right on potential friends.
Well, seeing as I've just heard of this app just now, I don't know. But maybe the next episode we can, why don't we go through Hey Vina? Well, you know what?
Guys, I want you to put the word cuck in the comments if you think that the next episode you should be deciding who's my friends or not.
Okay, well, look, the word cuck is going to be the comments
cuck
no matter
in
what.
All
it's
comments.
2018.
All caps. Cuck, 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 cuck.
I am amazed how mainstream the word cuck has gone.
It was on the cover of, like, what, New York Times Out?
Probably, yeah. I don't know what you're saying, but I agree with it.
Don't you remember that, like, oh, it was New York Post. They had the big drawings of
the
Pence.
Daily News.
Yeah.
On the cover of the New York Daily News was a picture of Donald Trump as a chicken fighting a picture of Steve Bannon as a chicken. And the headline read,
Cockfight.
I really should have bought that newspaper. I super goddamn regret not owning
that. I have it.
That.
I have it.
Thank God. Okay, let's do one more question.
Ready.
All right, this last question reads, the snow was really packy yesterday. Was really packy. Okay, I guess that means firm, which is good.
Yes.
Which a lot of other people don't have access to firm snow. And people that do have firm snow should maybe appreciate it because there's a difference between firm snow and that kind of powdery snow that the moment you step on it, it just collapses.
It's disgusting. That's not even snow. That's just rain with the second layer added.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. So, like, maybe if you don't have the most snow, but your snow is firm, that's better snow. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Okay, good. The snow was really packy yesterday, so I decided to roll a giant snowball. By the end of the day, it was so big I could barely move it. It was awesome. But today, when I got to school, it was gone.
Oh.
The eighth graders took apart everyone's snowman and stole my snowball to make a giant snow fort. The teachers don't care, even though everyone is upset. I want to get back at them, but they're scary. I'm only in grade 4. What should I do? Snowball age 9. Oh my god, the Snowball's a fourth grader. These fucking snow thieves are eighth graders. What the fuck can this fourth grader do? Jesus.
Let me tell you what to do, bitch. Well, you gotta get your girl squad together.
Okay.
Fifth graders, you think that fifth graders got this much muscle than you? They don't. Their balls haven't even dropped.
They're eighth graders.
They haven't even ejaculated yet.
Oh my god!
Exactly. So you need to get on the Havina app.
Uh-huh!
And you need to keep messaging, hey, has your snowman been deleted? Send me a like, because I'm forming a resistance squad.
Okay.
They will fight for their right to build snowmen.
Okay. I gotta say, Sarancha, I definitely agree with your idea to use new media, apps, and new technologies to draw upon strength from outlying communities. And that's really smart. I don't know if a fourth grader has access to the Havina app.
I think you gotta be 18.
Yeah, I think you gotta be 18.
No, actually, I think you gotta be 21, because brunch is like such a central part of the goddamn app. I swear to God, you gotta pick like a personality in it. It's like brunch-alike is one of the ones that you can pick.
Okay, Sriracha and I have both become super into brunch.
We tried to make our own today. It didn't work.
I thought it worked great. Are you kidding me?
I can't cook.
You can cook those eggs? Sriracha made egg English muffins. They tasted really good.
Sriracha tried to make hollandaise sauce, but Sriracha forgot that you can't include the egg whites in the hollandaise sauce, so Sriracha included Baron eggs.
Mm-hmm. Low into cholesterol her, egg substitute.
Into her hollandaise. So what Sriracha essentially made was a very, very buttery scrambled egg.
Yeah, they were fucking delicious.
To pour all over your eggs.
Yeah, exactly. I added eggs to my eggs, and I had eggs. It was great.
Hey, bitch, I heard you like eggs. So I added eggs to eggs and added eggs on your eggs.
Okay. Why don't you plant a gun in one of the
Okay, wow.
Lockers?
All right. We're yelling at Sriracha, but planting guns is fine.
I'm just saying, if these eighth graders are going to steal your snow...
You motherfuckers. Let me tell you.
Uh-huh.
Men, this is what men do.
Okay.
Men villainize women. I'm like, oh, you want to hit a wasp's nest with a bat? Oh, crazy, crazy women. Aren't they nuts? But let's kill your enemies with a gun.
No, that's not what... did I say shoot your enemies? Absolutely not.
Oh, yeah, no, let's just pistol whip them. That's totally fine.
That's not what I said either. I'm saying plant a gun in one of their lockers and frame them for a Columbine.
Much better.
They stole this poor fourth grader's snowball.
Retribution.
Retribution. If anybody, Sarancha.
Yes.
If somebody took your snowball, I would go to the ends of the earth to find revenge against them. Don't touch my girlfriend's snowball.
I don't think I've ever made a snowball.
Okay, well, what
we
if
didn't
you
have
did?
Snow until I went to college. I'd never seen snow until I went to college.
What did you think the first time you saw snow?
It was gross. It was disgusting.
It is kind of gross. It's like rain that doesn't leave.
No, the only thing I was thinking was like disgusting. Like if this is rain and it's frozen, it's like it's got like oil and dirt in it. And
yeah.
It's all over my yard and my clothing.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Exactly. The number one source of heart attacks for men is snow shoveling.
Is that true?
Yes, that is absolutely true. Because like shoveling snow is really difficult and it takes a long time to do. And you're exerting so much physical pressure while you're in inclement weather. My favorite science teacher died of a heart attack because he was shoveling snow.
Are you joking? Is
no,
that real?
No, why would I joke? Yes, I'm joking. It's a hilarious joke.
I didn't say it was hilarious. I'm just genuinely asking.
No, why would I? Why would I ever lie to you? I would never lie to you about anything. I'm too dumb to lie. Lies require so much effort.
Lies are just so much work.
That's the thing about lies. You gotta remember them forever. You gotta keep your story straight. No, the truth is the easiest thing to remember.
I knew of snow before because I went to high school in California and then I went to college in like the Northeast, New England area.
Mm-hmm.
I knew of snow, but the first time I saw it, I was like, gross. This is disgusting.
Yeah, it's weird. Snow is like, it's like the sky
took a shit.
Dump on your day. We were both on the same thing.
Yeah, and it's all over you, and it's just stuck on you.
Yeah, and it's weird.
It's gross.
Okay. So are you against the whole planting a gun plan?
No.
You're not I'm against for, it?
Hardcore for planting a gun.
Okay. All right, well, that's one solution. Plant a gun in one of these eighth graders' lockers and then accuse them of planting a Columbine.
Actually, plant it inside of the snowman.
Wait.
That they stole.
What?
You heard me.
Okay. Plant a gun inside a snowman, and then when the snow melts, there'll be a gun there, and you Hell can be yeah. like, hey, these kids have put a gun in the snowman. Arrest them all.
Hell yeah.
Wait, that's pretty good. What's it? How can we... It's difficult. The difference between a fourth grader and an eighth grader is the difference between a welterweight and a heavyweight.
Yeah.
A fourth grader is tiny and an eighth grader is huge. Maybe you could... Okay. Maybe you could... Could you snitch on them? Could you tell their parents that they stole your snow? Nah, that's not gonna work.
That sounds dumb.
That does sound dumb. How do you get an eighth grader back? Look, literally, Sriracha... Imagine there was a girl who was twice your size was fucking with you. How would you... It's really hard. How would you get her back?
Not fuck her boyfriend.
That's brilliant. You gotta fuck these eighth graders' girlfriends.
Or not, if they beg you to.
Okay. You gotta become the most interesting fourth grader in
the world.
You gotta start reading Sartre and Nietzsche and start watching all the Oscar-nominated short films. Start dressing real smart. Get a copy of GQ and just copy it. You got it.
Nietzsche.
Be the hottest fourth grader in the school.
Is it pronounced Nietzsche or am I stupid?
It's Nietzsche.
Okay, well, I'm stupid, so listen to this guy's advice.
It's okay. Where did you hear Nietzsche?
So I got a pal who's from Poland who pronounces words to me. And the only thing that I know about Polish and Russian is from overhearing conversations with her and her mother.
Okay.
Which I'm pretty sure they're...
Okay.
My imitation of Polish.
Well, it's interesting to me that your Polish best friend and her mother are constantly discussing a German philosopher who was hyper-focused on death.
Polish and German are really close to one another, aren't they?
I guess that's true, but it's like when friends came over to my mom's house, she would talk a lot about Oprah or General Hospital, not a philosopher who was heavily focused at death.
No, see, it was so totally funny because whenever I listened to him, like when me and her went to go watch the Dick Show live, she made fun of the Dick Show the whole way home in the plane. She's like, yep, the Dick Show. Oh, and that was also Oswick, and she's like, nip, nip, nip. Then that La La Land, the Dick Show. And it was so funny because I could pick up just the paraphrases of this, because obviously she's sitting right next to me on the plane.
Oh my God. All right, final question. If your friend was here right now, how would she get back at these eighth graders?
You've met her, you know she's very mean.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking.
What did these eighth graders do to her exactly?
They stole their snowball.
I really, really do think that this girl get her back the only way she can, which is through sexual violence.
Oh my God! Jesus Christ!
Like, she would start running, she would ask her mom if she could have sleepovers.
Okay.
And her sleepovers would be the only one in the school that could have boys in them.
Uh-huh.
And so she would be inviting girls' boyfriends and not them to her sleepover.
Nice.
And then imply that she was fucking. That's what my cousin is doing now, so I assume that's what this bitch would be doing.
That's a really, really, really good way to get back at eighth graders. I have to say, Sriracha, I don't know any better way to humiliate an eighth grader than to imply that they are being cucked.
Yes.
By a fourth grader. If you're cucked by a fourth grader...
You've got something, and your boyfriend's a pedophile.
Yeah. A, you're dating a pedo. Good job, Nat. B, you gotta walk into the ocean. You gotta just take a long walk off a short pier into the ocean, and then that's kind of it for you.
That's it for you.
That's it for you. Well, that's it for this episode of Stairs Kills a Kid. I'd like to thank everybody for watching, and thank everybody for listening. You can... If you know any kids that have questions, they can go to AsteriosKillsAKid.com, submit their questions in the form. If you want to support this show, you can go to Patreon.com/Asterios. /Asterios. And I guess that's it.
It's great.
All right, we'll see you next time.
Bye.
And don't always phone you.
Kids, you can give your life to a night and day.
Kids, then they go get married.
Married?
Who's getting married?
Why do we have these children? Better to have a pet.
You know where you stand with the pet.
No, hold on.
I never asked for nothing.
Nothing is what you get. What's the matter with kids? Two.
I tried, Luke, but I failed.
Oh, you didn't, Mama, you didn't.
Don't try to pay me back, Sonny. I forgive you. So what if you're an ingrate? So long as you're happy.
I don't want to be happy.
Don't feel guilty. Just make believe I'm an old used car.